Loving kindness practice is a traditional meditation practice offered to evoke the spirit of loving kindness, compassion, and acceptance toward ourselves and others. It's a practice that can reconnect us with a heart of tenderness inside, a heart of wise understanding, a heart of compassion. It's much like meeting a wise being who somehow understands and holds dear our life, no matter how inept or unworthy or unable or unskillful we may feel. It does not matter. It holds dear, and even in the greatest of suffering, it is possible for the heart to hold it all with tenderness. When I practice loving kindness phrases, it reminds me much of a time when I was 11 years old and was facing a surgery to remove a growth above my left eye. My parents were trying to be very positive as they were helping me prepare for my trip to the hospital. Because I was seeing a plastic surgeon, my dad even said I was going to a hospital where movie stars might have surgery. I think in my 11-year-old mind, I thought maybe I'd meet one there. My mom was the one who was going to take me to the hospital late afternoon before surgery. I still remember that she prepared my favorite meal, which was spaghetti, chocolate milk, and watermelon. My suitcase was packed and we were ready to depart, but then she remembered that the mail needed to be brought in, and so I followed her into the living room as she went out on the front porch to get the mail. As she brought the mail in, she stopped, and she just looked at me, and I burst into tears. All my bravery was gone, and I crumbled into the deep sobs of childhood. She simply sat down next to me on the sofa, and I laid my head on her lap, crying really, really hard. She never said a word. She simply held me, stroking my head and letting me cry, receiving whatever I was in that moment and accepting it. She didn't try to convince me that I was going to be okay. She was just a lap for me to unfold my tension, my fears, and my unknowns into. She was a lap of loving kindness. She was a lap of compassion. When I finally quieted, she held my head in silence, and then after a few minutes, she said, "Shall we go now?" And I knew I could go. And so together, we did what was necessary. Offering ourselves loving kindness phrases is like being a lap of tenderness, of acceptance, and of care for ourselves. It's like wrapping ourselves in tenderness no matter how we might feel. It's a practice that can evoke this spirit that encourages us to continue in ways that we may not be able to imagine. When practicing the loving kindness phrases, it's important to not pressure ourselves to feel anything in particular, but rather to simply offer the phrases to ourselves as best we can as an expression of intention. There are traditional loving kindness phrases, and often people will create other phrases of loving kindness to offer themselves and others. In addition, when we offer loving kindness phrases, we can offer them to ourselves, to others, to people who support us, to neutral people, and even to people who may be difficult. When offering the phrases, it can sometimes be helpful to picture ourselves as a young child or even picture the other person as a young child so that the feelings of tenderness can be evoked. May you be able to practice the loving kindness phrases for yourself or others as an act of self-care, an act of compassion, and may you care for yourself with ease and with joy.